The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hi, you, Rolien.
Good on yourself. Even though I won't get into the debate on, you know, whether or not you're ugly or you're pretty or you deserve a good shot of it in a court of law, we're all beautiful.
There you go. You need to be a judge by the sounds of it. Israel, never a dull day. IDF strikes targets in Syria. Would that be because of the attempted incursion last night?
Yes, well, this is in response to the incident on the border yesterday that we spoke about, when the IDF surveillance saw four members of a terror cell. We still don't know which cell they belong to yet. Nobody's claimed responsibility infiltrating and putting down an IED. That's an improvised explosive device. The terrorists were eliminated, and in response to the breach of our border, the IDF struck targets in Syria. And according to Syrian War Monitor, about 16 Iranian soldiers were killed and 5 Syrian soldiers were killed. And on further inspection, IDF troops also found explosives and a gun very close to the site where the IED was put in. And both Gantz and Netanyahu, using very strong language, and Netanyahu, in fact, warning Hezbollah as well, saying, don't try your luck. You will meet the full might of the IDF. I'm paraphrasing. They didn't say those words exactly, but those were the sentiments he used. And we've just had it in that Syria's Al-Watan newspaper claims that the 4 that were killed yesterday were 4 citizens walking in the village close to the ceasefire zone. Well, I don't think that 4 civilians walk into Israeli territory and put down IED.
Wowie, wowie, what an interesting escalation, Rolien. And apparently Hezbollah also waiting for their chance to take revenge for an earlier IDF strike in Syria. So who knows where this stuff ends?
Well, it's very, very tense on the border. We are still in a state of high alert, and we will be watching very, very closely to see if there are any kind of upticks in the tension and in the attempt there as well, which could also try and explain why Hamas tried to push their luck the other night when they also fired rockets in, thinking that our attention was elsewhere. But we have all 4 corners of our borders fully watched and fully under security.
Rolien, let's talk COVID. Are numbers plateauing or not?
The numbers do seem to be plateauing. You know, we've increased the amount of tests. We had a significant drop in the amount of infections over the weekend, but this was also because there was a drop in the amount of testing. However, the health ministry said earlier today they're going to increase the testing of those who may be asymptomatic. Still concerning is the high level of people who are in serious condition, although we still are managing. We have enough ventilators and, of course, the rising mortality rate. But a lot of decisions being discussed whether or not we should go into some kind of lockdown, be it in the evenings or maybe on the weekends. They tried the weekend lockdown, didn't work. A number of businesses saying they refuse to shut and close for the weekend. This is their livelihood that's at stake. So, we will have to see what developments happen along those lines. But also, it looks like Israel is really trying to move towards opening our skies so that we can start to revive our travel and tourism industries as well.
And you can't make this stuff up, Rolien, but I did read that the Israelis are looking to use an Israeli equivalent of Viagra to treat COVID-19. And I just started to shriek with laughter, thinking how funny it would be to walk into a COVID ward full of old men with tents.
Oh, the image that just flashed across my mind right now. But, yeah, don't say we aren't lateral thinkers, people. So Israel has found a modified version of the erectile dysfunction drug. And it shows, listen, at this stage, I think we'll try anything.
Try anything.
to make sure that but it looks like patients are responding positively. So at least, you know, people will be you know, in a lot better temperament while they hopefully heal from this horrendous virus
No laughing matter. Okay, then you also wanted to speak today about the fact that Netanyahu apparently says annexation is still on the table. I just do not understand why he would go out of his way to alienate the very vast majority of diaspora Jews.
Well, I think that he's doing it at a time where he is under increased pressure. We see the protests starting to escalate, not just in the country, but also in the diaspora. In San Francisco, there were anti-Netanyahu marches. So he's hearing that a lot of discord and the contempt shown towards him, and I think that he's absolutely grasping at straws. It's not a high priority for the Trump administration at the moment. And, you know, there were rumors that perhaps they would try and sweeten the deal by appealing to the Palestinians. But I think at this stage, this is the prime minister trying to grasp at straws, because also his support base, which have been, the more religious Zionists, have been very, very quiet with regards to these protests. So I think that this is an attempt by the Prime Minister to try and politic.
So there are two issues I'd like you to address in that regard. The first is, in your opinion, and I'm not holding you to anything, do you think there could possibly be another election? Is he going to do that? And the other thing that I'd like you to address is, okay, it came from Haaretz, which says a lot about the source of the news, but they indicating that there appears to be a growth of a nonpartisan movement in Israel, which is cutting across party lines, saying clean government, enough, enough, enough. What are your thoughts on those issues?
These are the protests that are just growing and growing and growing. A lot of it has to do with COVID. A lot of it has to do with the infighting in the government. We need to pass a budget. This is very, very important. If we don't do it by the deadline of the 25th of August, we will have to go to elections. And this is something we want to avoid. We've had enough of elections. We've had enough pressure on the Israeli electorate. And, you know, economically right now, we need to focus on growing the economy, getting people working, getting people spending their money so we can get those cogs turning. But I think that if Netanyahu makes any moves towards another election, this will be his swan song. I don't think the Israeli electorate will stand for it. But it's interesting to see this movement, you know, more to the center, trying to support something that is more centrist. You know, in the past, we've spoken about the fact that politics has become very, very polarized along the lines of left and right. And, you know, I'm not a fan of being pigeonholed or labeled a right winger or a left winger. I think that issues are far more complex. I like to be a rationalist and look at issue by issue. And also, I think it's time that, you know, we put an end to the very lazy, you know, this is leftist or this is right winger.
Let's talk about the bad boy in Israeli politics. Well, he's not really a politician, but he is Netanyahu's son, and his name is Yair Netanyahu. And he apparently, after the protests, spoke about aliens. Did he just this time get bad press, or was it yet another stupid thing to say?
You know what? He's full of saying stupid things. And he also went to press saying that his father is very amused by his tweeting and his attacks on the left. He really is a liability for the Prime Minister right now. And this is, you know, it's so contrary to the work that so many of us are trying to do on social media to keep, you know, incitement off, to keep hate speech off. A lot of criticism against the Prime Minister today when he left a falafel stand, and one of his supporters there said, you know, death to the left. And, you know, he had to quickly come out and condemn it. But this kind of language is, you know, it's not being tolerated now. You know, we've got enough to deal with. that this constant polarizing and the constant stupid tweeting by Yair Netanyahu is really, it's harmful to Israeli society. It's actually harmful to the prime minister as well. So somebody please take away Yair Netanyahu
devices. Yeah. We're out of time, but I just really do want to know, are you getting your 800 shekels or whatever it is, your COVID allowance? Is that coming your way?
Check my bank account. It didn't arrive yet.
You will keep us posted. It's 5:30. Rolien Marks, Toda Rabah Lach.
Besimcha, tamid besimcha.
Thank you so much, Rolien. I will translate for you what Rolien just said. She says, always with happiness or always happily. And yeah, that's exactly right. So it should be.